I'm joined by Ian Black in Tripoli. Ian, does anyone there believe the NTC's version of events that Gaddafi was somehow caught in crossfire?
I think that there's an awareness from the people I've spoken to since arriving that international interest in the circumstances of his death is not going to go away. I was just talking to an official from the National Transitional Council, that's the rebel government, and he says, look, you know, this revolution is about law and nobody's above the law, even the revolution. So I think there is an awareness that this issue will have to be looked into. This is, after all, a man who was wanted for crimes against humanity by the International Criminal Court, and the circumstances of his death are obviously, at the very least, confusing and ambiguous. So I think we'll see the rebel government sounding cooperative about this, but I think it's important to understand that the death of Gaddafi is an absolutely monumental event for this country, for Libya, and I think there are very few people who will be shedding a tear over the circumstances of his demise. So I think we'll have to be aware of that difference in international expectations and the mood here.
This morning there was suggestions that he would be buried quite quickly. Now there seems to be some sort of delay, maybe heeding international calls for some kind of autopsy. What's the latest on Gaddafi's burial?
I think there are two issues here. The latest, I think, is it's not going to take place any time today and is being delayed. And I think it's a combination of two things. One is maybe the less important thing from a Libyan point of view, but the question of international interest in the circumstances. But maybe more important for them is the real concern about if he's buried publicly or if his grave becomes known, then it could attract two things. It could become perhaps the site of a sort of pilgrimage, a shrine, if you like, for supporters. But probably more likely, people say, that it would be the object of acts of revenge and of desecration. People are making very macabre jokes about if they know where he's buried, then they'll be wanting to have a bit of him as a souvenir. It's pretty nasty stuff, but it does reflect, of course, that 42 years of suffering under this man who has now definitively shuffled off the stage.
Only last week in Tripoli there was an attack by Gaddafi loyalists. What's the atmosphere like today?
The atmosphere is actually quite quiet because it's a Friday, which is a holiday. It's the Muslim day of prayer. And there is a distinct morning after feeling. There were tremendous scenes of jubilation last night, a lot of gunfire, the celebratory tradition that Libyans have of letting off bursts of bullets into the sky, which is a very dangerous thing to do. People were driving around their cars, screeching the tires, sounding their horns, generally letting it all hang out. Somebody said to me that the whole of Tripoli was out on the streets. It was over by about 4 in the morning, certainly, by the time I arrived across the Tunisian border, but people are taking things slowly today. There's no public political activity except the normal Friday noon prayer meeting in Martyr Square in the centre of Tripoli, which I'm going to go and have a look at in a minute.
Okay, there was some suggestion that the government would declare full liberation now that Sirte has fallen and Gaddafi been killed. When's that expected now?
What's going to happen is that Mustafa Abdeljalil, who's the head of the National Transitional Council, is going to make that declaration, apparently, in Benghazi tomorrow. That's an interesting point, and I think it's causing some annoyance. Benghazi, of course, was where the Libyan revolution began in February, but Tripoli is the capital of the country, and I think there is political unease around the issue of the declaration of liberation coming from Libya's second city, Benghazi, the capital of the east, rather than Tripoli, the formal capital, as it's always been. And that reflects some underlying tensions, I think, over the way the revolution developed. And I detect some anger about that. Abdeljalil is in Benghazi today, not in Tripoli, on such a big day. for the future of Libya. And certainly there's a sense that it's time that the revolution moved finally to the capital of the country. But it's going to be a very important event because that triggers the timetable for the all the political changes, the enormous changes that have to take place now that the Gaddafi regime has been completely defeated with his death. So that's a significant milestone. Gaddafi's death, liberation of the whole country, and the start of far-reaching political reforms, which will transform this country, I think, over the next few years beyond recognition.
You say completely defeated. There are still confusing reports about the fate of Saif al-Islam. Can you enlighten us on that?
I can't enlighten you in the sense that I know for certain. There are a lot of rumors about him being on the run, being holed up, trying to leave the country to get across the borders to Niger. Seems unlikely, taken that probably until very recently, maybe as recently as yesterday, he was somewhere closer to Tripoli, if not with his father, then perhaps in the area of Beni Walid, just south of the capital. He's obviously an important figure, but it's his father's death, of course, that overshadows everything and is the subject that everybody in this country, 6.5 million people, is talking about today.
Okay, Ian, thanks a lot.
All right, Matt, thank you. Bye-bye.